I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here.
Thank you, I'm Peggy. Glad to be here again.
Yeah, me too. It's like, wow, I have just moved back to my old home. It's like I go to, and I'm, at least, oh, well, it was today. And yeah, we talk about lining up and divine timing, divine balance, and both of us have experience. We guide order to be in the divine balance in our own system. And both of us have several time experience bumping into the old kind of what happens when we live in our divine flow. And we have lived in a society for so many years that are out of their divine flow. And that is kind of a collision, because there are no respect, there are no reverence for what is divine balance, what is divine life. So we spoke about how can we speak about this, because we see this period as a period where most of us want to take back the divine balance, the divine living in us, going back to our roots. So that's what we want to talk about today. And maybe you will say something. How do you see it in your life when you follow your divine timing and your divine rhythm and you meet the bigger society that are not adjust to living this way?
Yeah. Thank you, Peggy. I guess when I'm in my divine flow, I'm joyful, I'm happy, whatever I'm doing, it goes effortlessly. If something isn't working out, and it could be very simple, like I want to send a message and it's not working, then it doesn't disturb my flow. I just know, oh, it's not for now. Do something else. So there's that ease and joy and so much, dancing on unconditional love within it. Yeah, and a causeless joy, a joy that bubbles up from within me. So I very, very well feel the difference when it's not there. It's like, ah! And there's something in me that is, that feels like I'm moving out of that natural flow where life is so easy and where whatever happens to me or around me is having its own unique space, and it doesn't even matter. It's not even important what is happening. It just, okay, there's no electricity. Okay, there's no electricity. That's not functioning. Zoom is not working at this moment. Okay, Zoom's not working. So there's that ease and that fluidity in constantly adapting to what's here now. And it has not to be anything else. Whatever happens is okay. So it's really like I'm waking up because I have mosquito bites. And so I'm looking around and I'm saying, but my God, you're there. And I just speak to them. I'm just speaking of that, no, we're not gonna do that. Huh? So it's not a good idea. It's like you go out and I stay in. But there's not any frustration. It's just within the flow of everything. So even with the mosquitoes. So I It feels to me, I often hear teachers sharing about, or channelers sharing about their different timelines, and they're gonna be more and more clearer. So you're gonna be on one timeline, and then other people gonna be, and you're gonna might still be able to see each other, but you're really diverging. And I've always had the feeling within, I don't know if that is actually true. I don't know. I've always thought I can in any moment choose on which timeline I want to be within that unique divine flow that I'm choosing to live on. And yeah, my God, yes, I guess that's it. There are all those different timelines available for us all the time. I can choose, as we said in our last postcard, the fast track or the slower track or anything in between. I can constantly adapt my pace. And so I'm changing timelines the whole time. Because in the old paradigm, we believe that once you've chosen a timeline, that's where you're on. And then all the other ones collapse, vanish, move away. I know already for a long time that actually they're all existing there in this amazing field of infinite potential. And when I choose one, all the other ones stay available. So I can jump in response, not even as reaction on Peggy, but in response to what is happening to me and around me, I can shift timelines.
Yeah, and then we go into the metaphysics, like superposition. We can choose whatever from second to second to second to second. So it's like, yes, and I also have chosen now the last couple of days to be in service nighttime, and it's like, oh, so I feel a little. I chose it, and I have gotten so much insight, and I will still continue to be serving the youth, partying night, and see all what's happening, police and crazy things happening on the nighttime when they really party and having, they celebrate for a month, going to school for 13 years. So I'm the driver, and a lot of things happening, bad and good, if you say, and they are drinking a lot. So, and I have said yes because I want to be there as a witness, but I wanted to interfere several times, but I couldn't. It wasn't me to interfere. So, it's my daughter also there. So I, yeah. But I take with me a lot of when I was I could interfere when it was in a small group, but when it was in, it was, I don't know how many it was, 100,000, I don't know, but it was many people. And this is kind of a, what do you call it? Yeah, they do it every year, and it's all year, it's something happening inside of this. And you
Yeah.
can, and you can see it feels, for me being a witness, I see it as children drinking alcohol, having no control of themselves. Some of them is more mature than others, so it's, so you cannot say that all, but some there are, yeah, you know, the violence and happen, police come and take them, and yeah, it's a lot of. This is they have done it for so many years, so it's, you just have to do it, so it's like without using your head, kind of. But yeah, when you talk about choosing timelines, it's like, yeah, I chose to be a witness of this. Why do we do it? Do we know? Yes, we celebrate. We have gone to school for 13 years, but there are other ways to celebrate than this because it's
I
headless,
know.
almost. So, and the police having all, yeah. So it's, yeah, I said that I will be in 2 to 3 weeks doing this. And I learn a lot, and I have my thoughts about it, and I know that something will when I, everything I go into, I have a meaning behind it. I don't go into things without a meaning, without a purpose, kind of. I want to lift it up.
Yeah.
So, oh, but I haven't found a conclusion yet, but it will inform me. So I have said yes to be there, and then I know that something will come out of it.
Ah, I so agree. Because through your, may I add something?
Yeah.
Because through you being there, it's amazing, magical contribution you give. For me, much more than witnessing, because in your witnessing, there is something happening, because you have a very high vibrational field, a very big vibrational field. And as you are entering this field, which is, as you say, it's old. It's like, we've done it always and we need to celebrate. Yeah, yeah. And you can celebrate in a sacred way that might have much more meaning than whatever you're doing right now. And of course, there's nothing wrong with celebration and gratitude. And it's just like, yeah, making it much more sacred than what it is right now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you're making a difference. You're absolutely, really making a difference.
Yeah, a lot. Are you a mother too? Wow, my mother will never. My mother, a lot of you. Wow, how cool, you're a mother. Wow. So I had a lot of this comment, and also someone, okay, you are. So, yeah, I spoke, I didn't interfere, but they came to me. So I decided to, because my daughter said, you cannot go into all this happening. So when I say I observe, a lot of people came to me, but I didn't force myself on this. So I was there and people came to me and they said, wow, how cool. Wow, it's so, well, I should, more parents should do like you do. And I said, agree. I said, yes. How much do you get to drive? I see, I don't get, because normally the driver gets some paid. And I said, I do it for my daughter, I do it for you. For free? So it's like, do you do things for free? Yes, I do things for free, because I care about my daughter, I care about you.
It's so beautiful. So it's so important what you're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I have said, okay, this time is for you. When she has done this, they are, I think it's 21st, they are finished doing this celebrate, 21st of June. And then she, you do it once. So it's, yeah, you do it once. After 13 years, you celebrate. And then when you go further to school, you don't have this kind of celebration in Norway. But it is interesting. And every year they talk about this, because it has happened a lot of, not good things also. Because when you drink that, you don't have, you don't know what you're doing. So, but there are so many nice young people also. Wow. So my heart is so, oh, you are the future. So I want to be there for the youth. They are our future, and they do as best they can. And yeah, I spoke to a lot of them. My mother do this and my sister do that. So I had a lot of nice conversation. And even though I don't like being up all night, that's not my, I don't have that rhythm, but I wanted to do it because lifting it up and see what will come out of it. I don't know yet, but I'm just in it now. So that's what I'm a little bit so, But it is divine timing. I chose, because this is, you said timeline. Yes, I chose to do something or to witness it and to be there and see what unfold of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's also what you say, we choose. Because I could say, no, I will not go into that. But I won't. I will. I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. It's a calling.
Yeah.
It's a calling. So you knew that was what you were up to be doing right now. So makes totally sense. And then it is divine timing.
It is divine timing. Yes, it is my youngest daughter. And then I will not... Yeah, because she's my daughter, so it's a natural thing to do it when you have your own child doing it. So, yeah. So, but also I am in, as we have spoken about earlier, I'm in a deep detox. So it's like, I'm, I mean, in my own experience also. So I have a lot of project going on, understanding all this deep detox without putting myself in a detox. It's like I lined up, I had several ceremonies, and they said, well, we will work on you until the beginning of September, and then your life will change radically. And it's like, can it be any more changed than this? So yeah, so now I'm in a process of really aligning even more. And when now I have opened up even more to extraterrestrial and guidings, and I said, okay, in a new way. So I don't know what's in the other end. So I'm a little bit in the unknown, and I have said yes to it. So it's another upgrade. So it's like we are evolving, and it's like, how far can we go? It's endless. So I'm amazed about this endless upgrading and endless happening. But a lot of people think of spirituality as not physical. It is so physical. So I feel it so intense in my body, and it is so, I'm in such a heavy detox. So my brain is like, it's almost like brain fog because, and I drink a lot. And so yeah, it's a lot going on, and I have a lot of project now for 3 months also, but my main focus is to take care of this body in this process also, because it is the deep detox.
Yeah, I love that you're bringing in the body and the care for the body in even more than ever now. It is so important to take care of our bodies. Because whatever we're doing, it's with this precious body that we're doing it. We're embarking on our journeys with this precious body. We keep on saying it, Aunt Peggy, on and on and on. This is not a mechanical tool. It's a living organism.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought it back, because last time we did a podcast, a lady said, get grounded. And when we are spoken, we are speaking so much about embodying and really, yeah, we have to have our body with us. And even though we talk about detox and higher realm and integrating, and I say that my bone structure is changing radically, we are really grounding it. So
And maybe I'm grateful for her saying that, because it is very important that we keep on sharing. I'm at least 2 hours a day in contact with the earth, with my hands on the earth, because it is so important in this time to be grounded. And you can do exercises and ground yourself. And I guess the most important thing is just to be in contact with the ground, walk around barefoot, be in touch with the earth and all living organisms. Just on and on and on. And that will enable us to go in a very safe and secure way, far, far out. And reconnect with all those pieces of ourselves, you know. We're only having a human incarnation. We're so much more than this.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So that is what I am inviting in. And actually, yes, yesterday when I woke up, since I'm in such a detox, I use sound also, because it's easier when you have sound. So I put sound on my ears, and then I travel, and I get a lot of new guidings, and it's like, wow, it was like my next step. And I was given a name. I have heard that name, but so since all this is new, and I won't go into it now, but like, wow. So I'm integrating so much extraterrestrial, if you call it, but it also higher aspect of us, taking it in. And then it need to be a detox, because the old, I have to let the old. It's like, wow, it was so much wow. And now, as we I said last podcast, I seeing with God's eyes, and it is, I'm amazed, because yeah, it is all this judgment we have, we will experience these judgments ourselves. So all the judgment we have, it will come back to us. So when you see with God's eyes and you see the game or what we are playing out on Mother Earth, it's like, wow, I have so much love, so much reverence. It's like, you just have to love everything. It's no other way to do it. You just have to love everything. And I'm so amazed, and I'm crying because, yeah, it is so emotional and it is so beautiful. And it's like, wow, what we have created on Mother Earth, it is such a big thing. It is so big. It is so beautiful. And it's like, wow. I wish for all to see with God's eyes. And when you see with God's eyes, you can never, never, never judge anything.
No.
So the detox is this the other side of seeing with God's eye, because then I have to let go of all the old. So it is in my bone structure. So my bone structure is changing because I have said yes to live in the field seeing with God's eyes. And it's not just me. Everyone is invited to it. But it also, we have to take responsibility. That's the most important. Then we really have to take responsibility.
We cannot be
like
100%.
This. Yeah, we cannot do like this. What I have observed this youth that just drink and do a lot of party and just have no brain with it. We really have to step up.
We can
take an example. If you say, okay, you are God, but you have no responsibility. So of course, seeing with God's eyes, yes, you know that is responsibility, because when you see, because I have seen a lot with God's eyes, and then I feel, oh, I have to do something, because you really feel responsible seeing with God's eyes.
Yeah.
And for a while I thought, oh, this is too much to me, because it is responsibility if you see things happening out and you know you can do something with it. So if we want to see with God's eyes, we need to become responsible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is very layered, Peggy. My God, this is very, very layered.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if we see with God's eyes, we receive the possibility to see the connections between everything. We also understand that nobody's going to be left out. And we also understand that everybody does, in one way or another, his or her piece in the great whole.
Yeah.
That nothing happens that has not somewhere a place. If I translate that, if I unpack that a little bit, that means that there are always more perspectives to something that happens than what we see at first sight. Yeah. There's always more.
Yeah.
There's always reasons, things happening. And it's just the invitation for us is like being responsible for me is also being willing to let always more perspectives coming in. Because the risk with being responsible and being overly responsible, and I've been there and I guess you too, is that we fall into the trap of wanting to become a savior, which doesn't help anybody. Because then we get into that drama triangle, and if we choose to be a savior, we need a victim. And nobody stays victim. So then we get to dance with the perpetrator, the victim, the savior, and we're gone. We've been there, done that for such a long time.
Yep.
So being responsible for me is also allowing the other to be responsible.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I see that, yeah, when I look with God's eyes, I won't judge. I'm able to offer many more perspectives because my view is very, very big. And I'm in wonder. I am responsible for whatever I am coming in contact with.
Yeah.
When we're all one, everything is part of me and I'm part of everything.
Yeah.
So nothing is actually happening outside of me. So if there's still war on our planet, there's still war within me. If I fight for peace, I'm continuing war. It's a very difficult one because you're like, yeah, but I'm fighting for peace. Yeah.
And also, you seeing through God's eyes, you start to question the words you use,
Yes.
because you cannot, you have to be more careful about the wordings you use. And I know that I ca have used, it's like I just talk. It can it kind of not with such high conscience. So I'm a little bit okay. Maybe there are some words I really need, because but. We have poisoned so many words, so that it is actually difficult to also put it in a balanced way, a lot of thing, because most of the language are so poisoned. We have put so much judgmental in a lot of words, so we also need to bring the language back to balance. And that's why it was shown me in Mars when I did a ceremony. We need to make a worldwide language with hieroglyphs, and hieroglyphs also with sound and color, and back to the Egyptian, where they knew that words were very important. It is manifestors, so in its vibration. So we need to make a universal, or yeah, universal language on Mother Earth, so that is in balance, in divine balance, as we started with, because the languages that we have the last couple of 100 years, 1,000 years, it is, we have put so much judgment in it,
Yeah.
and it is poison. We have poisoned it. It's not, it's we, the human, have poisoned the words, and we just put words in out, and we are condemning, and it is all from the inside. So doing it, we had to reverse, we have to go back so that we can come in divine balance again, also with the language.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the new language will be telepathically and vibrational.
Yeah. Telepathically, the hieroglyph, it's also a telepathy, because they took it in, they felt it in their body, they feel the vibration. So the hieroglyphic, it's like a, it is a song with it is a vibration, and it is divine balance. So it's divine balance, and you know that one symbol is both, have both polarities, because on Mother Earth we create true polarity. So when you have a symbol and you have one thing, you know that okay, it can be that way or that way, because we have polarity. So, but we just to have this foundation that everything has polarity. When you are extremely high, if you are extremely high, you also have to kind of embodying the low, kind of. So and one of the reasons that I can bring divinity out and all the light, and you also, we have been really deep. We have been so deep in the all this heavy thing that we have created on Earth. So my light have expanded because I have very deep roots. As you also, we have deep roots in Mother Earth. So it
Yeah.
is the balance. We need to embody the balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it, yeah, and I see that more and more people want to walk that path, but it is a detox path. It is really a detox path. I didn't know when I said yes to it in 2013 that what it actually required from me, it's several rounds with detox, 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 layers and layers, and now I'm in my bone structure. So my bone structure is detoxing. So wow, had no idea. But I have said yes, and then I feel it in my body. So the spiritual and all dimension becomes physical. So yeah.
Yeah. It's also amazing. I'm wondering, Becky, I agree with all that you're saying. And how can we experience contentment in all of this? Allow it all to be there. Allow the ups and the downs to be there and still be in a basic state of being of contentment and causeless joy. And allowing this all to happen. Because there's the difference that many of us, and we've been there too, Aunt Peggy. You're on the ways, and you are move. You're on those ways. You're just moving with it. You're up, and then you're down. And you have the people who experience that very, very pronounced. They even have labels for that. But then almost everybody, in one way or another, does that because you know. And I'm really happy, it's not gonna last. And I'm really unhappy, and everything is working against me, and it's not gonna last either. So it's that knowing that gives me a stability, that gives me an inner coherence where, yes, detox may happen in my body. Okay, I still keep my balance. Oh, I'm really tired now. Okay, I'll rest. And yes, I'm really tired. I feel a lot happening in my body, but it doesn't affect my state of being. So I can just allow it all to be. Okay. And I feel if we speak about divine flow, Aunt Peggy, that discernment is so very, very important. Because actually, we all have a state of being that's always there. It's just where do we choose to be? Do we choose to move up, and just forget that there is also a state of being we naturally have, and we just move up and down the whole time. And then when we're down, we're very unhappy and frustrated and often angry, and we want the world to change because it's everybody's fault. It's certainly not our fault. And so but the thing is that when you are more connected to that state of being with its coherence, correspondence with the love that is in there. There's something magical happening. It's still going ups and downs. We're living in a 3D reality. It's just where we ups and downs are just part of the game. There's just no way out. And there is such a difference in how you are with everything.
Yeah, it is that. Yeah, that's the key. It is, yeah, how you are with everything. And in January 2015, when I had this kind of not, yeah, I would put it serious or kind of commitment talk with God, and God told me, "You have the same path as Jesus." And I said, whoa, it felt very heavy, and I didn't understand what it meant. Well, you have the same path as Jesus, you just will walk it, so it will unfold. And this was, yeah, it is 10 years ago, January
8
2015.
years ago.
And now I understand, because walking all these 10 years, wow, I see that, okay, I have done, or I am on the same path. And this weekend, we were speaking about a young man that really go on adventure. He experienced kind of, you can see his life also kind of doing the same as Jesus, but in his terms. And he's doing, I don't have words for that because that's yeah. Anyhow, but and then I said I love young people that go in their adventure and going their path and dare to do it, follow their heart, because he is following his heart. And he said to my mother, "You have said to me following my heart, yeah, but you do it extreme," she said. "But yeah, do it." But and then they said to me, the people that I was around, "Well, you are a fairy tale of yourself. You go in your fairy tale, and you go in your, so you are kind of, you have done it all your life." And say, Okay, so you see it like that. Okay, yes, so it's like, yes, I'm walking my fairy tale, kind of, but and it is, I'm embodying it. And yes, I have experienced so many things. I cannot find logic explanation because so many miracles happens around me, but I'm doing it. And now I actually guide my life from miracles. I did something a couple of days ago and I said, well, I need a miracle here. And I had a miracle. And it's practical miracle. It's not like woo-woo miracle. I said, I just need a miracle because then I worked for a lot of days and I had no energy. So I got extra energy to do what I'm supposed to do. So everything I said, okay, I am here for the bigger picture. I'm here to serve. But then I also need some help. And then when I ask for miracle or help, and then I get it practical. I don't need woo-woo miracle. I need it practical so I can handle it this life. Yeah. So if we say yes to go in venture in this life, kind of exploring it, and miracles happen. But it is also being in the unknown, because the man we talked about, this young man, he's 27, 28. He has done it for 10 years, going in adventure. And it's like, oh, you are playing with your life, kind of, because he do extreme things. But he is supported and he lead the way. He follows his heart, and I love watching. So now I will follow him in Instagram because his mother told me, look what he's doing. I love that he follow his heart, and they are making a documentary about him, so I know that we will hear more about him. But yes, we are invited in to follow this divine timing, divine being, divine flow, because it is the divine flow and following our heart. He follows his heart, I follow my heart, and it's when we do it, we are in this divine flow, divine timing, and everything lined up for us. Everything. It's amazing. But we are responsible at the same time.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. I'm following my heart as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what all of us are invited into,
And
living
it's not always logical.
No.
It's you know, yeah, you open your heart and you open it even more and more. And you, yeah. It's, you know, I'm Peggy, it's as if, I connect with my deepest heart desire. And then I allow my heart to show me the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I
And
do.
I don't always understand. I sometimes wonder on, wow, yeah, that's special what I'm doing now. And in a bigger way, it always makes sense.
Yeah. It's also sometimes when we go with our body and okay, I didn't. It can be sometimes I don't understand the complexity. When I do then do ceremony and I lift it up to see a bigger, because what I did, it can feel like I didn't do anything, I didn't see what happening. But then I see it from other perspective, what I did, like, wow, it have a significant I importance. But I was in my, I just being me, and how that ripples. So when you doubt, then are lifted up from your personality totally, because that's what, when I go in ceremony, see with God's eyes, what's the connection, just doing what you do. Wow. Wow. So yes, we are everything we do as human are affecting the whole. All thoughts, all emotion, everything.
We definitely are.
So that's the responsibility where it comes. It's like everything we do, we need to be responsible. We cannot be childish, kind of. Yes, I like to be a child, like playing and having fun and singing and dancing, that, but to when I see a child, it's like being when I see this youth drinking a lot, they fighting and hurting each other, and it's like all this is like, yeah, we need to step up. Everything we do, we put into the creational soup on Mother Earth.
Yeah. I'm sitting here and listening to you. I'm wondering if we look with through the eyes of God, through all that is happening to the youth in Norway and how they are celebrating a completion they got is like, what are they showing us? What are they showing us? They're the youth, they're those that carry the potential for a new future, and they're showing us something. They're a disturbing force in a way, a disturbing force for themselves, for their bodies, and how they act. And they're also a huge disturbing force because the police needs to come. It creates a lot of disorder. So I'm wondering in the bigger picture, what are they showing us? What's the purpose of it?
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because I spoke with other youth that are younger. They say, "Oh, next year it's our turn," because and they start a year before, 1 or 2 years before they start to plan. They all of them buy a car, and it's 5, 6, or 10, or 15 sharing in one big car. They have like a mini truck or bus, and then they paint this bus and they do their labels. They have names, and the music is the biggest because you want the biggest and best music surround. Yeah, so it is. They put so much into that because that's why they do this 3 last years education and all leading up to this final 1 month celebration. So this is they are looking for most. Are looking forward and some are not because it is kind of also you have to drink so much and it's not all youth that want to drink that much so it is also a pressure so someone actually say I'm not going into it so someone say no but the other one wants to do it also kind of yeah go all into it but I think that it looks as I have seen it now, they have expectation about this month will be so amazing. And when the month is, it's like, okay, it wasn't so amazing because they are drunk so much and things happen that I didn't see would happen. So, yeah, but it is another way to do it. But yes, to celebrate, yeah, they can celebrate for a month, but can they celebrate in another way? I think it is a time to upgrade the celebration system. So, I'm in it, and now we are speaking about it, and maybe people listening to it know how the system in Norway has been for several years, partying for a month, the drinking, partying, and yeah, it has been a lot of violence, a lot of hard things happening in this. So it is, we can upgrade it.
Yeah.
It is a time to do something with this. I think.
There, as it is as if they're showing in a small, more secure container what is still happening in many cities over the world.
Yes, actually, yeah. Because Norway, we are, as I said, I say it almost every day. We living in Norway have won the most precious lotto tickets there is. Living in Norway, this is luxury. We are living in the most luxurious land. It's not to kind of say, oh, Norway is best, but it is. We have so many supportive system, and yeah, living in Norway, it is one of the best country in the world because we have, yes, we have stuff in Norway. Of course, we have a lot of stuff, but we have. It, the democracy and even though the political is also a little bit corrupted but everything you find it everywhere but Norway really have so many good system and we are so privileged living in Norway
Ah,
yeah
my God,
so we
I
don't
bet.
have so that's why the youth are showing us kind of small demonstration maybe yeah
Aunt Peggy, it's all concentrated in that month.
yeah
The violence, the alcohol abuse, it's all concentrated in that 1 month, which makes that the other 11 months, the country is heaven on earth.
What,
There,
you know that we
it's
have
somewhere.
the, yeah, we have the 17th of May. It's our national day, and the day of liberation is 8th of May, and then it's all May we have the rush, this celebration. And now they have, since Tromsø, the city we live in, they are in trying to do it another way, and have tried to put it in June. But normally all in Norway have done it in May. It start 1st of May until the end of May. So all May is this demonstration, and it's also the liberation and month, and it's the national. So everything in Norway happens in May. I haven't thought about that before we talk now. Yeah, so we have all this thing in May, because then people are afraid of this celebration also, because they do. And yes, they were, wow, they were polluting so much because they drank a half box of beer and then they threw half. And it was so, they polluted so much. It was like a garbage, about, wow. And they threw it, yeah. So, yeah. So May month in Norway, wow. That's the symbol. It's a symbol.
Yes, there's something happening. There's something doing, which is so important. Everything is concentrated there.
Yes.
And that's how it's going to be when time is ready and not before. It will transform
It will.
because it's all concentrated, it's all brought together.
Yeah.
Ah, my whole field is buzzing.
Yeah.
And it's allowing it to unfold completely and not to. It's what you said already several times, I'm begging, not to interfere. Not to interfere. Let it unfold. It has a purpose. It has a much bigger purpose for the whole country and even farther out.
Because I really, because they have, yes, they have gone to school for 13 years, and someone go much longer. But yes, I understand that they want to make something big of it, kind of celebration. But there are so many ways to celebrate. So how can we celebrate different? Because this celebration is not good for us, not for our body, not for the community, not for the country. So it is another way of doing it. And that's why Tromsø actually started it. So they tried to just do it in June instead of May. They started the 7th, no, the 28th of May. Yeah. So they have tried to do it different, and other cities in Norway. Why are Tromsø doing that? It's like, we haven't done that. They are, no, you have to follow the rules, kind of. But so Tromsø, actually where I'm living, it's doing it another way. So that's the first step.
Yeah.
That's the first step, just moving the time zone.
Peggy, it's a detox. Peggy, this month is a detox.
Yeah. June is a detox.
This month, the youth is celebrating, is a detox, is their detox. And it's a detox they're doing for many, 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 many more than just for themselves.
Yeah.
And so there is going to arise, as the phoenix arises out of the ashes, something will arise out of that.
Yeah, it will. It will. I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too, I feel it. So amazing. You brought in the word detox so many times, and suddenly thought, oh my God, it's a big detox they're doing. It's a
Yes.
detox from their 13 years in school. They're doing a celebration and a detox at the same time.
And I know for someone it can be hard to see celebrating with a lot of alcohol as a detox.
Yeah, but that's the other perspectives. That's looking with God's eyes and understanding that whatever's happening now is part of a greater whole and serves a purpose. And that doesn't mean that you all need to be part of it. No, you don't. You have every student has the choice whether to be part of it, how much they drink, how much they don't drink. They all have their own choice.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't. So that's also because we were supposed to talk about divine timing, divine balance. And this came up. We hadn't planned it, and I hadn't planned. I'm just in it. So that's what I say. Also, we are just in it. We don't know what kind of unfold. So this conversation has been a perfect example. When you live through your heart, we are talking from the unknown, and this kind of came up. And lifting it up, the celebration in Norway, how can we do it otherwise? And it is changing. So in Tromsø already, they have started to change. So it is changing it in the system, but it is also a detox. Yes, it is. And it's affecting a lot because the police are around this youth everywhere, and they say, "No, you have to drive there." No, so they are the police are chasing them, but they are nice. But because they are disturbing so much, because they are making so much noise and polluting so much. So it is all this month, it is a lot happening. It's like, oh no, this month, oh, this, we disturb the normal kind of. So it is a detox because the normal is being shaken.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I love it when the divine flow just bring it in
And
right now.
the weaving just happens. The weaving just happens.
Wow. And thank you so much because you hold kind of, yeah, we just go with the flow when you put, I say my experience and you put words and you see it. So we bring different perspective in and then we can uplift it.
Yes,
So we
we
need
do.
each other. We need each other. Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Wow, this was the unfolding of this podcast.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow. Thank you so much, Svella, for being in this divine flow.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design podcast with Ann Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.